you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had it on lower. I hope you guys heard me. Sorry about that.
You can hear me now, right?
I can hear you now, loud and clear.
Okay. That was a really, really, really powerful activation.
Oh, I'm so glad, sweetheart.
Oh, it brought up emotion in me. Really, that was like, ugh. Anyway, I just want to know what you have to say to me, please.
Sure. They're saying allow yourself to come undone. And what they mean by that is they are working behind the scenes to support self-revelation, to support arrival, to really help you mend some past occurrence and arrive at your destiny. So the reason that activation was so powerful is because you gave your consent. So this is the whole point. Without our consent, these energies would come through and they would just sort of deflect, you know, like water on a duck's back or whatever. So it's really due to your administration, to your execution, that you're receiving mercy. So you're receiving healing is what it is. So they just wanted to support that delivery, support that nurturance. So this is a time to nurture self. This is the time to provide for self in terms of, they're saying expect miracles, in terms of appreciation of self, to really appreciate how far you've come, appreciate your station in life in terms of, you know, with everything I've experienced, I still keep my heart open. You know, the more appreciation you can have for yourself, the better, because they're saying it's like the sugar that helps the medicine go down, that it will help you receive. It'll help you establish the grace. Oh my gosh. And I literally have, it almost looks like Tinkerbell, where it's like this little light's going, da, 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 da. It's so beautiful. All right. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
It's the same message. It's like self-actualization. It's not so much what occurs on the outer. It's not if other people awaken or not. It's not if other people shift or not. It's really all due, see, this is how safe this whole process is. It has to all to do with your own pleasure. In other words, as you agree to shift, as you agree to heal, what you'll find is that's all it takes. Because, and I don't know, but it's like either you'll see things differently and you'll plug into different aspects of a situation, and or because you've received a healing, you no longer need someone to play a role for you. So it just reminds me of, oh my gosh, I had a situation with someone for a very long time. And then when I healed in a certain area of my life, it's like I no longer saw that part of them. It disappeared. And even when I rarely see it, it's the same thing I said before. It's like water off a duck's back. It just doesn't register with me, and so it just disappears again. So this is your entitlement. This is your preview. And say your name again, please.
Sherry.
Thank you. This is your preview of your new station, your new worth, your new embodiment. Whatever you did, lady, A plus.
Okay, I don't know what I did. Okay.
Well, what you did was you said yes. Do you see what I mean? You said yes.
Yeah.
What we don't realize, it's sort of like with Jesus. He sees everyone in their Christ presence. He offers healing. But if you don't say yes, you're not going to be healed. Some people were healed, some people weren't.
Okay.
All right. Much very
good. Can I ask a question?
Sure, of course.
Okay. I don't know why this is coming up, but okay. Just keep coming up in my mind. I could think, okay. My son and his fiance were supposed to get married in July.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to postpone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're gonna try to reschedule for next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but it just keeps coming to my mind. I feel sad about it, and I totally practically understand it, but I'm just bringing it up. I don't know why.
Okay. And say your name and then their names, please.
Okay, Sherry, and then Sean and Catherine.
And it's your son, is that right?
Yeah, my son and his fiance, yes. She already feels like a daughter-in-law, really.
I feel very good about them. Like when I could see that. Because when I tune into them, they feel very solid to me. And very supportive of each other, very solid. They kind of feel married to me already. Like they feel like better married folk than a lot of people that are married. Honestly,
yes.
Honestly,
yes.
They could teach others a thing or two. Yeah, I feel very good. Why are you bringing it up? Let me figure that out. And say your name again.
Sherry.
Oh gosh, those guys have tied the knot emotionally already. Like, I just, they're wonderful, really. Yeah, I don't know. I don't mean that literally. No, don't get concerned. I just mean like emotionally, like they're solid. I'm not sure why you're bringing it up, sweetheart. Sherry, say your name one more time.
Sherry.
I'm not receiving anything, but I feel good about them.
Yeah, I do too. I wasn't really sure why I brought it up, honestly.
Yeah. Maybe to for them to receive the energies as well. Just trust the process.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to see you. Hi, Bianca. How can we help you, sweetheart? Hi. Oh, I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. You can chat if you can find the chat. If you have a question, just write it down. Or if you just want a message, I'll just give you a message. Okay. So do you just give you a message? Okay. Because you can hear me, obviously. One moment, sweetheart. Execute in style. So you're arriving at true persuasion. In other words, you're receiving guidance from the higher realms. I've got energy coming through my entire body. You're receiving guidance from the higher realms. And so you're being restored to full authority, to full orchestration. It's a little bit like Sherry's son and daughter-in-law. Like, you know, when I tune into them, they're just rock solid. That's how I feel about you and the guidance that's coming through. Can't have you say your name. Hold on a second. Keep writing down all the ideas that you're getting, because you're being led, you're being guided, and those ideas are going to keep expanding. Like it's almost like, make sure you have no cards around, or whatever. I guess you could do it on your cell phone these days. But the ideas are just going to keep expanding and expanding and expanding. You're going to find yourself to be a very valuable resource for others. You're going to be very needed. And you have a lot to offer. It's going to keep growing and growing and growing. So allow it to grow. It can't get too big. So trust what's coming forth. You're going to find, your abilities are also going to start increasing. You're a healer, is what it is. So the more that you allow yourself to trust, I feel like you're suddenly going to know things without knowing how you know. you know, someone is sort of sad, and you'll just know. You'll just know what they need without knowing how you know. So permit that. They're working behind the scenes to develop you, to help you see beyond first level in English. Your spiritual sight is awakening. So it has to do with all walks of life, children, adults, parents, whatever it is. Your third eye and yeah, they're just showing like your abilities are going to be opening up. So your job is to trust where you're going, trust where you're led, trust the expansion, and permit yourself to go out to the ledge. Like, in other words, your mind's just going to say, like, oh gosh, your mind's just going to want to limit it. So the more that you permit that full allowance, the more that, in English, just know that you're multidimensional already. So the more that you permit that to unfold, you're just going to easily slip in. You're doing a great job. You really are. See if there's any specific feedback I can give you. One moment. Trust yourself. Trust your own ideas. There are going to be others that are going to be like, no, you got to do it this way, or this is whatever it is. Trust your own impressions, because you're receiving higher guidance and your awarenesses are going to be of a higher frequency than those that are trying to help. So trust what you're receiving. Whatever you're going to be doing here, you've done it on other, in other dimensions or in other somewhere. So what you're bringing forth, you've already done. So it's like you're recreating what has already been done. So this is why it's like what you're receiving, you know what you're doing. So keep trusting it. All right, so there's a chat on the bottom if you have a specific question. You're trying to find the...
Yeah, I'm gonna
go there. Oh my God, I can hear you.
Really?
Yes, really.
I've been this whole time, I'm like, I have a question.
Oh my gosh. All right, question away.
Thank you. First, the first part, I had like a super pressing question about, right now I have like this like feeling of just serving. I just want to serve, and like I'm having so many ideas and I just want to give them. And then, yeah, and then, but the other part is like the money and charging for it. So I've stepped into like, okay, there's some things that I like, I'm charging for, and then I put little videos out there about serving.
Mm-hmm.
You answered my question in the first part, like it just hit me. I was like, wow. Then my question now is, I'm struggling with the balance between, okay, the balance between putting in the work to have those ideas like manifest and reach more people, like the physical, promoting this, that, and then taking the time to just live my life and like explore all the other things that I feel like I've always felt called for. And I think, but I don't know, I'm just stuck in the belief of like, I don't know, I would be wasting valuable time if I just like kind of chill with something that's not creating financial abundance right now, than if I just focus all my time on building this idea.
Okay, you'd be wasting valuable time. So are you saying that, oh gosh, what are you saying? So is it okay to have like balance? Is that what you're saying, to like still have personal endeavors?
How do I know that the balance is like coming from like my highest self, but because I have a tendency to like self-sabotage or kind of procrastinate, all of that, like I'm just like,
okay,
got it. Myself.
Okay, and say your first name.
Bianca.
Work first, play second. Work first, play second. So when you said Bianca, I heard learn your ABCs. So in other words, So it'd be like me. In order to do a good job with clients, I need R&R. So it's sort of like see my clients, do my groups, but then make sure I take time out to sit outside and just commune with nature and do my thing. Versus if I just commune with nature and do my thing and I never see clients, I would be out of balance. And say your name again, please.
Yeah.
If you keep providing for others in a steady flow, they're showing me the Three of Cups, where everything's like rearranged for you to receive your blessing as well. So in other words, serve, be served. Serve, be served. So I'm trying to like figure out how to answer your question. I feel like the serve should come first. Like in other words, serve, offer your services, and then be served. Oh gosh, hope I'm answering your question. Say your name again, please.
Bianca.
I'll tell you from personal experience, when you try to serve and get unbalanced, nobody gets served. Because if your little ship's deflated, you're not bringing forth your best. So it's really, I don't know if it's them or me, to be honest at this point, but it's a little bit of a balancing act, because you need to be at your best to bring forth your best performance, and your best performance is fantastic. So bring your best performance, and then make sure you have appropriate creative outlets for your own self-interest and keeping you in that high state of arrival. Because when you're at your high, when you're at your best, it's when you're just plugged in. When you're plugged in, you actually channel. So some of like your best stuff, it's like it's your higher self coming through you. So do what you need to do to keep yourself plugged into your best. But learn your ABCs, meaning like do your work, do your whatever it is you need to be doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, amazing.
Okay. All right. Good to see you, sweetheart. Hi, Kim.
I pressed record before you even said my name.
You're getting good.
Oh, well, I see there's not many in the group though. It's small tonight.
Oh, so your percentage of getting it right was it? That's better.
No, I actually did feel it.
That's funny.
I knew you were going to call me. I would love a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
Excuse me. Kim, say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Thank you. Kim, I know I called you new, but I'm coming right back. But I'll be right back because it's just Jenny.
Okay.
I'm not sure why. I have no idea why. Hey, Jenny, how can we help you?
Nicole, can I have a message, please?
Sure. And say your first name.
Jennifer.
You have a new broadcast. You have a new guide that's coming through to bring you encouragement, bring you higher status. It's sort of like, now I understand why you had to come after Bianca, because she's got gifts coming through where she's really aligning with her higher self. And it's the same thing with you. You're gonna find, they're saying like put down the Play-Doh. What I mean by that is you're gonna find that you're easily going to have a higher approach. You'll actually be amazed where, I don't know, like you used to struggle with certain issues or whatever, and you've requested it, you've done prayer work on regarding this. You've got like a higher guidance that has come through specifically to help you address some things where if something was out of balance or you didn't seem to have enough control or whatever, you're going to find that these things are just going to like just fall away. So just know, pay attention where you normally have like a knee-jerk reaction or you normally just have certain habits or whatever, I don't know what it is, but that there's like a higher indicator, there's a higher approval, there's just great support for new endeavors. It's almost like they're holding the door open for you to walk through. Like, you have to do it, but the energy that's coming through me is just so exquisite, where they're just opening that door, where they're literally keeping their foot, using their foot to keep the door open, so you can just walk through and pass. So just know that you've got a lot of support right now to take care of some false injuries, some, I don't know what it is, but it's like these energies that have not been promoting the highest value. In other words, they're affecting your frequency. Something is affecting your frequency. Not in a bad way, but this is just like making you, like when I was like polishing those gemstones, it's like making you even more shiny, more sparkly. So it's good. Just know that you have new guidance, new guides, and they feel strong. It feels like a master, like really strong energy that's helping you succeed at this time. So just be ready for, they're saying be ready for applause. In other words, be ready for victory. Be ready for acceleration. I've got energy coming through my crown, but how do I explain it? It feels different than when I normally feel energy coming through my crown. It feels more inviting. It feels closer. Like, honestly, when I feel that energy, it's almost like he and I are one, whoever this is. There's not much separation. So with that, just feeling, this is your energy, by the way, not mine. When I feel it, I feel empowered. I feel personally stronger. I just feel stronger with it. I feel like someone's lending me their strength. That's how I feel. Like I always wanted, like I'd love to be like stronger in certain areas of my life. And with this energy, I feel stronger. I really, really do. So you have requested it, you have prayed for it, and it has arrived. So just, yeah, the card I pull is trust. So just know that you have new accommodations. It's really good. It's really good. Take advantage of it. Just be open to it. But I still feel it. It feels lovely. I'm not sure I want to return them.